penalties for breaching client confidentiality agreements. CultureSafe director Alan Hulse stands by his method of naming and shaming organisations accused of bullying and says he gives workers a voice. But others say it's that kind of behaviour that gives employment advocates a bad name, and the profession needs to be regulated with a code of conduct. Amy Williams reports.
Advocates perform a similar role to lawyers in employment disputes, but their clients have no means of complaint if things go pear-shaped. Alan Hulse has represented more than 1,000 bullied workers. Now 70 years old, he's spent much of his career backing the underdog in employment disputes. Since he set up CultureSafe, he estimates the Employment Relations Authority has ordered him and the company to pay penalties topping $200,000. But he hasn't parted with a cent on principle.
I name and shame because there is nothing else that will stop the bullying. There's no other way of doing it. So it's something that I've done. I tend to do it sparingly, but only when we have clients who I believe are at risk of serious self-harm if we don't speak publicly.
CultureSafe has a complicated history with the authority, but not paying the penalties leaves the organisation and Mr Hulse open to bankruptcy and liquidation proceedings, which are due to be heard in August. He's contesting the move.
It's a malicious attempt by bad employers to remove the only workplace bullying organisation in New Zealand. We've won the three biggest cases. We have supported and I've personally represented more than 1,000 bullied workers.
Other employment advocates have been penalised thousands of dollars for obstructing and delaying investigations heard by the Employment Relations Authority. The Employment Law Institute and Law Society both back calls for employment advocates to be regulated, given there are currently no qualification requirements nor any recourse for complaints for the public. The Institute's president, Kelly Coley, says a small number of unethical advocates are causing financial, psychological and reputational harm to the people they represent.
You will see more and more awards of penalties against advocates. I certainly wouldn't do anything that would compromise my client to the extent that I get penalised. It's pretty poor form, really.
Employment advocate Ashley Feckney is known for representing workers on matters relating to the COVID-19 vaccine. She says regulation is desperately needed to protect the best interests of anyone seeking representation from an advocate. It can also be difficult for advocates. She plans to return to her first career choice, law, which she believes also offers professionals a better safety net.
For me, having a safety net to be like, okay, if you've got a problem, make a complaint to the Law Society. You know, like even for me, it kind of takes off that burden of having to worry about these frivolous complaints or people trying to shoot me down on the internet.
As for Alan Hulse from CultureSafe, he's concerned regulating employment advocates will align them with the legal profession, ultimately costing clients more in fees.
26 minutes past 8 on RNZ.